We're going to talk a little bit about the parasha, but primarily we're going to focus on an aspect brought to light at the beginning of the parasha. And really that is very prominent in the Yom Tov of Pesach and with regard to Leil HaSeder as well, as we will see. And what we say with regard to Pesach is really based on a Maimer of Rav Matisyahu in the Sefer. Vayikra El Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls to Moshe. And Rashi tells us, I'm sorry, I forgot to bring a Vayikra Chumash. Rashi says, "Uchol dibros uchol amiris uchol tzvuim kidma kriya lashon chiba lashon shemalachi asheres mishtamshim ba." Language that the malachi asheres use. Kadosh Baruch Hu is calling Moshe Rabbeinu, and it has a small aleph, and you know the Baal HaTurim says Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to write it out of humility. He wanted it to look more like a Vayikar, the language that is used by a Bilam. It happened to happen. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, write it, but write it small.
Kadosh Baruch Hu said that?
I added that, really. That it might be different ways to understand that.
Okay. Moshe is allowed to do by himself? Change it all?
Correct. That's why I said it the way I said it. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to write it. Hashem said, you have to write it. But, however you understand that. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't coincidentally an anav and a humble person, and the greatest Navi. It's because of him being the most humble person that he was the greatest Navi. And I think that is very clear cut in this first word. By Yikra, when the level of Nevuah is being shown, when we are seeing the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Moshe Rabbeinu, and that it is completely different than that of Nevi'eyu Masa'ilam, where it's Vayikar, where he happens to them, Vayikra, he calls him lovingly. Right over there we see the anava, the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't want to put in the aleph. It's while he's being called that he's humble, that allows him and that enables him to be called like that. Sfarim, Shlah, in Parshas Bo, others speak about that matzah and chametz really represent humility and arrogance and gaiva. And we know the sa'ar shebe'isa, which Chazal speak about, that the chametz represents the sa'ar shebe'isa. What's the difference between chametz and matzah? Chametz has that leavening agent that gives it a rise. It gives it that gaiva. And matzah stays low. Matzah is the symbol of anava.
Are we talking about Pesach now?
That is matzah, yes. Matzah and chametz on Pesach. The ha'ara is in this Rematzio. Presents it this way. The pasuk in Devarim tells us, "Leisechal alav chametz, shivas yamim teichal alav matzis lechem oni, ki bechipazon yatzas mi'eretz mitzrayim, Mantizker Simtseis Chamirat Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. Don't eat chametz for 7 days. Eat matzahs, lechem ayini. Why? Because you rushed out of Mitzrayim. So that you should remember the day that you left Mitzrayim your entire life. So it's to commemorate that we left Mitzrayim and that we left Mitzrayim in a rush. What does that have to do with Gaiva and Anava? It's a beautiful idea. Matzah is Anava. Chametz is arrogance. Gaiva. What does that have to do with this? The reason we're eating matzah and chametz is to remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to remind us that we were rushing out of Mitzrayim. What does it? How does it connect to humility? Yeah, simply, you would say, it doesn't. There are different reasons. There are a number of reasons. The Torah is telling us one reason. So I'm saying that there's another idea in it as well. Rav Matisyo is trying to avoid that. Okay, so let's start with the Ramban.
Why we eat matzah?
So the pasuk says the reason to eat matzah.
Reason why?
This pasuk is telling us reason to eat matzah. Shivas yamim techal olav matzahs. Why? Ki bechipazin yatzasam yeretz Mitzrayim, because you went out quickly from Mitzrayim and to constantly remember the day that you left Mitzrayim.
Yeah, but there are other reasons, you say. Other reasons.
That's simply how you would do it. Now, we're not going to go that route. We're going to see how it's all connected. That's comes the Ramban. Man says, "Bir bekan dvar maharbe ki hiskir b'matzah shkiel lechemoni lahagid ki tziva lizker shietzu b'chipasin v'hi ani zecher ki hayu b'mitzrayim b'lechem tzar u'mayim lachas." Vine tirma is the shnei dvarim. V'chein amru holach ma'anya v'achalu avasana ba'ar de Mitzrayim. We start off the Haggadah. We say holach ma'anya v'achalu avasana ba'ar de Mitzrayim. What does it mean? This is the bread of affliction that our ancestors ate in Mitzrayim. Where did they eat it?
I thought they ate it in Mitzrayim. I thought that we were fed that in Mitzrayim.
So that is the Ramban over here. The Ramban saying there are 2 points of the matzahs. One aspect of the matzah is that in Mitzrayim they had lechem tzar u'mayim lachatz, and that was a form of matzah, whether it was halachic matzah or not, but it was a form of matzah. The second thing is what the pasuk itself says, to remember the day you left, ki b'chipazin yatzasam in Mitzrayim. Right, v'lehispik b'tzeika mahachmitz. We rushed out and our doughs didn't even have time to rise. So really there seem to be two aspects in the matzah. This is parenthetic, but it's important. And that is that there's a shibud aspect, there's an eved aspect of the matzah, and there's a geula aspect of the matzah. One dimension of the matzah is the aspect that it's reminding us of what was in Mitzrayim, what we ate when we were in the land of affliction, and two is reminds us of how we were redeemed from Mitzrayim and how we got out of Mitzrayim. So now, and there actually might be halachic ramifications for that as well. There's machlek Rambam Ravid that Deris has a pshat on. We won't get into that now. Comes the Maharal. And the Maharal asks a very basic question. Why does the Torah make such a big deal? Eat matzah because when you ran out, your dough wasn't even able to rise. Why is it so important for us to remember that? Kipach pazin, yatzasim emtzrayim, right? Lehispik b'tzeikam What's the big deal about that? In the Haggadah itself, the language we use is Matzazu Shano Eichlim. Al Shum Ma, Al Shum Shle Hispik Beteka Mahach Mitzat Shenigla Aleim Melech Malchei Melech Makadosh Baruch Hu V'Goyalim. Drink water, Zecher to the water that we drank by Dam. That was amazing. Right? We drank water while the Mitzrim were drinking Dam, and we would sell them the water and it would turn to Dam, yeah, and so on and so on. So drink water on Lel Pesach to remember that. Eat frogs. Don't eat frogs. And Nakashas eat grasshoppers. Grasshoppers, we're not Ignato, but Shimi should eat grasshoppers.
Fried larsop.
So why don't we do that? What do we do? We do something that seems to be so peripheral. We take matzah because when we were running out of Mitzrayim, we didn't even have a chance to let the dough rise. Okay, very good. And what clothing were we wearing? Maybe we should put on a kafiyah because I don't know. I'm saying let's get dust on our clothing, you know, because we were running, so we got very dusty from the desert.
I'm saying it's the last moment, last possible moment.
I'm going to say a different, we'll see my Rosses.
But here the Gula was the most important thing. It happened so fast. I mean, with the Gula, they were there for so long.
That's a very good point.
And the Gula came so quickly that was such an important factor that Hashem took us out of there in a moment.
That's a very good point, that it was terrifying.
It was matzah.
No, that signifies how quick it was. Like we went from one moment out, and now you're out.
Well, let's just kill it. More than that, it says in the Wings of Eagle, they got in the, you know,
that's city a magic. Of that's
from where they were, it's like a miracle. So it's another.
I don't know if that's
but
a
that doesn't say clearly in the Pasuk.
Yes, it's not clear in the Pasuk because they went from all over Mitzrayim to Ramses, and then they were in Sukkos within enough time to get their matzahs baked, and then they baked their matzahs. How could there be a medrash? It's open pasuk.
That what?
That they went like 90 mil in a matter and less than unless.
How do we know exactly how far it is? First of all,
because
the Gemara says that.
I think Rashi said. Rashi says it.
Uh huh. Okay. What?
I was thinking it was a medrash.
Okay. So comes the Maharal. Maharal is in Parashas Re'eh, and he says the following: Nir Loimar, Shakarish Baruch Hu Rotz Adavka Lohitziim BeInyan Zeh LaHaris Shehu Yisparach Hitziim BeYad Chazaka VeLoYomru Yisrael MeAtzmenu Yotzanu. There is a grave danger when we finally left Mitzrayim. We could Chas V'Shalom take credit for it. I think we've mentioned in the past. I once saw a documentary about the Six-Day War. And it was terrible the way you see that people were able to turn a blind eye to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, the nisim that happened there were unbelievable. And the general of the army, it was a documentary from the army, so the general of the army said, to sum it up, the Six-Day War was a mixture of great training, phenomenal execution, with a bit of luck.
That's it. Moshe Dayan?
No, it was somebody else. I didn't remember the name. That was, what about, maybe there was Eberstein involved? Give him 10% at least, Meiser. Chas v'shalom, we could have gone out of Mitzrayim. We could have had a Yitzias Mitzrayim. Such a phenomenal Yitzia that is the hallmark of our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chas V'Shalom, we could have experienced that. Wow, we got out of Mitzrayim, we showed them. There are people that they think Maccabees show our prowess in sports, you know. The Maccabee was all Siyata Dishmaya. Serious Nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Siyata Dishmaya. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not taken out us out the way he did, and we'll see what that is soon. But to begin with, there was a grave danger. We're leaving Mitzrayim. Right away, Klal Yisrael could start to say, hey, we really got those Mitzrayim. We played a great game. And we were smart for going with Moshe, even if they didn't go with Moshe, but, you know, and so on and so forth. Avakashi Yiru Kipari Melch Mitzrayim Shemim Mar L'Shalchem Kaidim Sheikh Mitzu Isasam Af Agav Shein Zebirotzin Shalem Ein Zerak Bishvil Shechazki Yad Hashem Aleim Uviyadei Chazaka Itziam Vilmalei Is Isasam Chamutzik Kvar Loyay Nikir Yad Hashem Chazaka Devadim Mitzenim Yisrael Hayoyitzim Vimkem Beizadava Yinir Yad Hashem Chazaka Aleim. Therefore, Hakadosh Baruch Hu purposely went ahead and forced us out in a way that we didn't want to go out. We just wanted to finish baking our bread so we have some food. We weren't taking out real food for the midbar. We went, we followed Hashem into a desert without a plan. That was the greatness of Klal Yisrael at that time. But we were just trying to make some bread for Pas Shachris.
Why isn't that, is it not a problem?
One second, I just want to say his pshat. You'll tell me what... So we wanted to make some Pas Shachris. So had we been able to finish it, and then we go out, would have said, we walked out on Paro, we showed him. But we didn't even get a chance to do it. Hashem said, you know what, I'm not going to give them that chance because of the danger of them saying, Kaychi Vaitzim Yadi. So what will I do? I'm going to tell Paro, get out of here. Paro is going to tell them to scurry out. And Paro is going to chase them out when they don't want to leave yet. They will be driven out of Mitzrayim. It will be the greatest thing. They're redeemed, they're free. But the way it will happen won't happen through them. It will happen by somebody else doing it against their will. Tell them, sorry, no time left. Out, out, out. Now you got to go. And that's why the Lahispik B'Tzekum is so critical. Because Lahispik B'Tzekum constantly reminds us that it was not Kriyichi V'Aitzim Yadi. It wasn't us. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got us out of Mitzrayim. Had nothing to do with us. Yes, I'm sorry, what was your question?
But isn't it a bit of a concern that the way that Hashem made it go out, that people will say, where's the miracle? Well, Hashem is not powerful enough to let us walk proudly, nice and slow.
Well, we did go out in the middle of the day. It did have that aspect as well. Rashi tells us that.
Yeah, but the rushing part, isn't that people would say, what's Hashem doing? Well, that he can control the time? I mean, it's like, why do we need to rush? Were the Mitzrayim going to hurt us?
Well, we know part of the reason.
What's the reason?
Part of the reason was because had we been in there for another minute, we would have been too tummy already.
Yeah, but they didn't know that.
Right. Yeah. Maybe you're saying a good horror, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that they didn't fall to the danger of saying Keichu Etzem Yadu, which would have been a lot worse. That would have been a lot more dangerous.
So again, how does it connect to Matzah?
We're not up to that yet. We're not up to that. Oh, 9:30, you have to leave.
No, that's okay. I'll wait for you to get up shop.
Okay, so the Maharal, though, is telling us that Lehitzpik B'Tzekam says, that's what the Haggadah tells us. Ad Shenigla Aleim Melech Malchei Hamelachim. With that, it was evident that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking us out and it wasn't us. Zotri Matisyo. Where does Gaiva come from? So the Pasuk in Devarim in Parsha Sekev tells us, Yisham Elucha. Yisham Elucha, Pentishkach Hashem Elokecha. Be careful, maybe you'll forget Hashem. You'll start feeling good about yourself. You'll forget Hashem. It will lead you into a lifestyle that you'll focus on yourself, and then we will forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we will become hori. We will become proud, we will become arrogant. V'ram levavecha. So the midah of ram, the midah of gaiva comes from a lack of recognition. Koichi v'otzim yadi is gaiva. Saying it was me, it was my power, and so on and so forth. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us recognize and does things in a way that we realize that we are powerless, whatever the Eibishter wants, that's what's going to happen. What the Eibishter doesn't want, doesn't happen. So he says, that's why Dafka in the Matzah Mamish, that's where we have the Remez for Gaiva. Because the matzah reminds us of being rushed out of Mitzrayim. The matzah reminds us it wasn't us. It was Hashem. Hashem controls the world. We don't have anything to do with that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that does it. When we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one calling all the shots, doing everything that happens, then we are anovim. Then we recognize that we have nothing to be arrogant about. That is true humility. Then he brings an unbelievable marsha. We say in the Haggadah, Mascha v'gnusa m'sai m'shvach. One of the rules of the Haggadah, Reb Chaim used to explain that this is one of the differences, I'll say there in other days, that one of the rules of El HaSeder are that you have to be Mascha v'gnusa m'sai m'shvach. You start off with a Rami Ovid Avi, and then you work your way into Avram Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking us out and Kal Yisrael and Matan Torah. But we start off all the way at the beginning. Mitchila Yivdei Avad Azariah Yav Seinu. We start off the story with Terach. Why? So simply the reason is because we appreciate the Nes much more. When you remember how low you were, if you appreciate a guy gave you a great job, okay, say, Baruch Hashem, I'm doing great, thank you, I have an appreciation to him. But if I remind myself that before that, Mamish was not able to pay bills, and I was living day to day, and it was crazy, and I was under so much pressure, and I had loans, and I was defaulting on loans, and so on and so forth. And then suddenly this guy gave me a beautiful job, and ever since then, everything's been great. Then I owe him a lot more thanks. That's the Pashup Shat. Marsha in Psachim says the following. In Yonai, Shabiyayim Simchas Libay Shal Adam, Yizkar Tchilas Shiflusay V'gnusay, Shaloi Tazuach Daitay Alav. U'mehai Taim Adayrish Nami Me'arami Avidavi. In order that the person should not become arrogant, when we're having this most beautiful day, the Seder is the most beautiful night. And we've discussed this in the past, how the Maharil used to have security items from Goyim that were chashuva silver pieces that he would never use during the year. And simply the reason is because what does it have to do with him? The Mazah is a distraction. Right? A lot of people don't remember. We'll mention it parenthetically. It came up twice this week. Two people spoke to me about this type of stuff. If you were offered, you want to lease a car, you can lease a Chevy or a Toyota, whatever it is for, a Chevy or a Toyota for, $200 a month. And the guy comes and tells you, you should know, you're very, very lucky. Because you are the 100,000th customer to walk in here. And we had a big sign up array for the past 2 years. 100,000th customer that comes in can get a Cadillac for the same price. Which one do you take?
I had it happen to me.
You serious?
I had a patient who felt he owed me a debt of gratitude, and he was he was a car lease guy, and he worked at a dealership, and so he said, if you ever need a car, I'll take care of you like you took care of me. He said, just let me know. And I said, it just so happens I have a 10-year-old car. Nothing's working on it anymore. So I told him what my budget was. He's showing me cars in that range. And then he called me and said, wait till you see what I got you. And he brought me a Cadillac for the same price of a Honda Accord. And so when I was looking at a car I was looking at cars in the price range of a Honda Accord. So he said, do you want it? I'm not answering what I did.
I'd say, yeah, you did.
So now, I'll tell you.
I blew it.
Okay.
I would not take it.
I told him, I said, if you could take the name Cadillac off, I would love it. But he couldn't. He said, but you'll love the car.
What's the reason to take it?
What's the reason to take it?
Now, if you said, you had a choice of a 10-year-old car that's breaking down and a newer car that's solid, that 100%, that I understand, because it costs time and energy and so on and so forth. But if it's just as reliable, a Toyota is just as reliable as a Cadillac, probably more reliable.
The Cadillac had rear heated seats.
I know, the Yetzer Hara puts in like 5 things. I'll be able to learn better also because I could get Torah videos on it, you know. But
you were inside my head that night. Right?
In reality, what gain is there? There is a concern, though, that it could lead to gaiva. That is what the Maharsha is telling us. And therefore, the Maharil generally did not use it. There was one night a year that he would take these items out. He would take them out for Lala Seder. I think I've told you in the past. I grew up in a house, and my parents' mamash were like that. I remember a number of times, I'll tell you 2 or 3 things. One time, somebody that used to come to the house all the time when he was in medical school used to come regularly on Shabbosim, and then he got engaged, he was getting married, so he brought a present for my parents, a beautiful becher. My father used the same becher for years, Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos day, sometimes a different becher, didn't have any sentimental value. You know, sometimes he used a different becher. This guy brings mamash a beautiful becher. Wasn't very big, but just a beautiful, beautiful becher. My parents both, their knee-jerk reaction was, wow, this is gorgeous. We have to save this for the Seder. Kasher it out. No, it's too nice for stuff. This type of thing you only use for Seder. Another thing was that they were given a real silverware set. Very, very chashev. It was used only for Pesach. Because the only time we need to use it, during the year, you sing us. And nice Shabbos set, fine. You don't need silverware. Pesach, by the Seder, that's where you bring out the real stuff. So Shetloi Tazuach Daitei Olav Zakti Marsha. Marsha says you're living in that type of elegance on Leil HaSeder, you could get caught up and start to feel good. Ah, Chabad Hashem in the Seder, I have such a beautiful Seder. It's Takas HaGavaldik. So therefore we're reminded, right at the beginning, Arami Oved Avi. We had humble beginnings. We started off slow and low. What made Moshe Rabbeinu roy to have a vayikra, what made Moshe Rabbeinu gain that chiba by HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the fact that he didn't want the aleph there. The fact that he, not because he was playing a game, but he really didn't see himself as more than a vayikra. He didn't see himself on that level. One of the things we have to prepare ourselves for Pesach is not just the physical matzah and not just the physical chametz and not just getting rid of the sarisha be'isa, the yetzer hara of it, but to try to recognize that we're not as great as we might think we are. To ingrain in ourselves true humility. And for us, it really shouldn't be that hard to be humble. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it's hard to be humble. For us, it shouldn't be hard to be humble. But to really recognize our shortcomings, and through that, when we recognize how little we are, we appreciate that much more all the chasadim and tevis that our Kaddish Baruch Hu does for us.
I'll be here next week.
Okay, we're going to miss you. Where are you headed?